The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is on. Save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select city purchases. And enjoy 0% interest financing and free white glove delivery and setup only at Sleep Outfitters.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
We're not doing politics, but there was one thing spotted today that was rumoured to be happening in the House of Commons. A group were rumouring to be tabling a vote of no confidence in the government. Now, we don't need to get mired in whether that's a thing or not, but I like the idea of, just in everyday life, us being able to table a motion of no confidence in something. If it was a thing, I would put before you today, I would put a vote of no confidence in my neighbours, the rest of my street.
Well, what have they been doing? What's the issue?
Every single week, without fail, in the neighbours' WhatsApp group, we all have them, a message will go out. Can anyone remember what bin week it is this week? Is it the recycling bin? Is it the waste? Is it the garden waste? Why can't people just remember? Why can't people have reminders in their phone to set off the night before? It beggars belief that this happens every week. I don't have any confidence in my neighbours anymore.
Can I just say, as a side thing, right, we sat and used your phone yesterday for a meeting with our boss.
Yeah.
So what the notifications on your phone were coming through whilst we were chatting.
Yeah.
You have got so many boring alerts set on your phone. I've never seen anything like it. There was one about trains. There was one like about the weather up north or something. What stuff to do with you? Stay out of it. So, are you not your bin captain? I would have you down as the street, you know, the bin admiral in your area then.
Like. I'm the one that always answers the quickest. I was back within 10 seconds yesterday.
I bet you were. So, you vote no confidence because no one knows what they haven't got their act together.
If it was a thing, if you were able to table a vote of no confidence to someone, I'd put one forward for the neighbours. Who would you table a vote of no confidence in?
My other half, Katie's ability to Sky Plus things successfully. She records non-HD. Who does that?
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you record non-HD?
I hate that.
What's the point? It's like not having your eyes cleaned or something.
I absolutely hate that. Or people that you walk into a room and they're watching in non-HD.
Non-HD. It's like being underwater.
BBC One, 101. All right, I get that at the top of the channels there, it's 101, but it's not an HD. Find the HD channel.
Now, we're aware this is a first world problem, okay? So no judgment on this, but, you know, sometimes if there's two channels going, the worst thing to do is record both at the same time. It's madness.
So look, if you could impose a vote of no confidence in someone, a group of people, something, might be an object.
Yeah.
What have you got absolutely no confidence in whatsoever? Different term come up with by Chris Cooper here. Binfluencer is what he's putting forward. Let's hope it doesn't go too much down the realms of everyone saying their other half. Andrew is saying my partner, another person he's putting the no confidence in, constantly asking me if I've seen her glasses. Confidence in remembering where her glasses are.
Well, if she ain't got them on, she can hardly see them,
though,
can she?
That's a good point. You need to support her.
Buddy system, if you wear spectacles. I'll chuck another one in. I'm going to do a vote of no confidence in these people walking around with these fancy AirPod things in.
What's wrong with them?
I still stick with the old-fashioned wired headphones. You know where you are. You're not going to drop one of them. People then won't come up to you not realising that you're actually listening to some music or not, because you can't tell, because you've got them in all the time.
I can see your logic.
There was a lad in the other day, wasn't there? He was just wearing his headphones. In the building, chatting to people. Are you listening to music or not, mate? Are they in or are they out?
Who are you? What are you wanting to table a vote of no confidence in? 8, 12, 15, pop us a text.
Hey, welcome to Home Time. Bush and Richie here playing you songs and reminding you to hydrate on a Tuesday afternoon.
Joanne would like to put forward a vote of no confidence in her dad texting properly instead of sending everything always in capitals all the time.
My mum does that. My mum mainly texts in block capitals, God bless her. Good one, Jerry.
Would you like to put a vote of no confidence in someone or something?
I'm going to chuck another one in here. I don't mean this in a bad way, because I love eating there and everything, but I'm going to have to put a vote of no confidence in McDonald's ice cream machines.
Oh no.
So normally if I do a trip into North London to drop our eldest daughter off, I'll always stop at the one on the Essex Arterial Road and get myself a milkshake.
Yeah, lovely.
Because it's lovely and, you know, refreshing and all that kind of thing. Past two times I've been down there, it's been broken. The machine's been out of order. And someone mentioned yesterday on the show, there's quite a few. There's like some kind of weird, I don't know whether it's something to do with the pandemic, but like loads of ice cream machines out there ain't working or ain't doing what they should do.
It's demand. Do you think they can cope with these new temperatures?
But I think it might be like something like a, you know, like a microchip that they don't make anymore or something
really?
Like that.
Really?
It's a big conspiracy theory. It'll be a movie soon. Samuel L. Jackson. McFlurry with Samuel L. Jackson.
Aaron, tell us, what's your vote in?
It's the back of the remote where the holds the batteries in, to be honest. I don't know how many times, every time I pick it up, I'll have two batteries hanging in my hand.
So have you gone to the lengths of maybe putting gaffer tape on the back of this? Because we've had a few of them in our house in our time. Blue gaffer tape on the back.
I have, but I've got a three-year-old. So that just means it's a new game for him.
It's the weirdest thing is at the moment, right, our six-month-old is obsessed with trying to chew all the remotes, all right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I've then taken the batteries out of an old remote that we don't use anymore, given that to her. She's not interested. She knows which one's got the batteries in it. It's crazy.
That's the same as mine. That's the exact same as mine. She's actually bit... Now she's teething, she's actually bit through one of the TV controls.
It's a nightmare.
I understand your lack of confidence in being able to pick up the remote and the batteries falling out the back of it. You've got to ask why this happens, and I'll tell you why it is. Because those... The batteries, they're too greedy, those remotes, because they're going through them so quickly. The number of times you then have to take the back off the remote, turn the batteries round, think you're going to get a bit more life out of it.
Oh, yes.
And every time we do that, we weaken that catch and it's going to fall out in your hands.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, you've made my day saying that.
Iona, in the back of her shoes, to the point where she's having to use a full-sized shoehorn every day.
It's hard to say that, isn't it?
It's very hard to say. A good tweet here, my parents' internet provider. Don't know what's going on, but it's tickled me, that.
Rory, very enigmatic, strange tweet he sent into the show. Vote no confidence in my brother. I know some important information, and I know he's not telling me. I've known for about a month, but he's still staying silent.
Whoa!
Look to camera, what about that?
Who would you be holding a vote of no confidence in, Sandra? Who is it in your life?
My daughter, Lauren.
OK, Lauren, vote of no confidence. What's the issue?
She was going to a wedding on Saturday and she had to borrow an iron from a colleague, took it all the way home and then FaceTimed me. Didn't know what the temperature to do or physically how to iron a dress.
Wow. Although I'm saying wow, I don't want any of these symbols on the dial of an iron do. I don't want any of that stuff does.
She didn't know any of it and I said, you need to put water in it, remember? Well, I know that, Mum. I'm not stupid. Really?
Sandra, I think we're going to vote with you in the no confidence in your daughter, but it's no a bit confidence. Of a sketchy vote because we're not so sure ourselves.
A little bit confused.
1, 2, 3. 1 is the easy bit when it's not too hot. 3 is very hot. So go by the number of dots, boys.
I am actually going to write that down. Thank you very much.
Thanks, boys. Bye.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie coming to you live from central London, and that is not where we will be ending the week, my friends. This show coming to you live from La Rochelle, en France, thanks to that Tricolore book that turned up, thanks to listener Jed and our very good friends at Tesco Mobile who have decided they will send us out there to do the show from La Rochelle for us to find out about this mystical place of our GCSE youth.
It's been a brilliant nostalgic roller coaster going back to like doing languages at school and all that kind of stuff as well. Got us thinking about like French quite a bit as well. And we're both big fans of Blur. To the End, a great iconic Blur song. Love the little French stuff at the beginning of Blur's To the End. Have a listen just to remind yourself. It's gorgeous and it's beautiful, but I've got no idea what they're talking about. Literally no idea. And we think, wouldn't it be great, like, instead of having all the highfalutin French stuff in there, which is obviously highfalutin, but we don't understand a word of it, what about replacing that with the last remaining phrases that we all collectively have in our heads at the moment from GCSE French days? Because let's be honest, if you're listening to this right now, you've probably got one phrase that for some reason has stuck and has rattled around in your head. Let's put that at the start of Blur's To the End and, I don't know, bring it up to the present day in many ways.
It won't surprise you as a fan of transport, the one in my head, and it'll be handy as we head off tomorrow evening, pour aller à la gare. What is the way to the station?
I didn't know, but that's good. For me, I would say je joue foot avec mes amis.
You play football with your friends.
Friends. Don l'église, which is inside a church, which doesn't really work, but that's the only other bit I remember. But that sounded good over the start of Blur's To The End. So look, do us a favour, have a little think, listen to your brain. What is the final remaining French phrase? And we could do a new version of Blur's To The End.
Lewis in Wickham, specifically to you, we said French, not German, all right? Not just any language. Oh, he's dear. Coming with Du bist ein Dichtauber, which is you are a fat pigeon.
That's not very nice, is it?
It's not really, no.
Is he having a pop or is he getting involved? Neil says, où est le bonk? Mainly because the last word is bonk, which is always funny. That would work. Erica says, soixante-neuf. Alice from our office says, j'ai oublié mon cahier.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. Something's happened to her book, but I don't know what it is.
Quel âge as-tu, David Rendell would like to put in.
Brilliant.
How old are you?
Good on you. Good on, these are all great. These are perfect. And it's bizarre, these things that stick around in your brain. Bryony in Cambridge says, je voudrais un saucisson. I'd like a sausage. I don't know why she's got it in her head, but it's there.
Claire says, tu fais partie d'une promenade? Do you want to go for a walk?
That's good. Very helpful. Yeah. Mark says, bonjour, je m'appelle Marc. J'habite à Skelmersdale, dans le nord de l'Angleterre. He says, I've got an A. That's literally the only thing that's left in my head.
Heather, not so useful. Le chien n'est pas nagé. The dog doesn't swim.
This dog will not swim. We've got Jen on the line. Jen, you got a French phrase for us?
I have. Où est la bar nuit?
Où est la bar nuit? Tell us, what's that?
Where's the night bar?
Wow. Now, most people go over to France with very practical phrases about bibliothèques and bureau de change. But you've learned the thing that's stuck in your head is how to get to a night bar.
That's the most important question.
Now, do you know what? This isn't just going to sound great in our reworked To The End, but also a handy one for us on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, what? Can you clarify what a night bar is? What's a night bar?
A discotheque, can you say?
Okay, fair enough. Okay, we thought it might be someone else.
Good one left from Lucy. She says the only phrase that I've still got going around in my my Fred. I don't know what her Fred is.
Keep your Fred out of this.
Je voudrais un sandwich au jambon et fromage. She says the irony is I'm vegan.
Oh, hasn't that come round to bite you in the bum? Jazz says je voudrais un chocolat chaud, which chaud. Do you want a chocolate short?
Is that Dutch?
For sure, short. If only that's not chocolate. Mike in Twickenham says, Bush and Richie, the one phrase I remember from French was, the big problem with these is I can't say them because I'm rubbish. Mais un son mais stylo, which I think is, but where are my pens? He says, only of use after an argument about stationery or maybe a particularly bewildering day at work.
These are all brilliant. We are collating them all. We are going to remix them all. We are going to remix Blur's To The End. You will hear a far better version. Sorry, Blur. Tomorrow on the show.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Tesco Mobile send us to La Rochelle in honour of the iconic GCSE French textbook Tricolore. They also want to send you on a family holiday too. It's all because this summer Tesco Mobile have no roaming fees in the EU and beyond, spanning over 48 destinations. Take your minutes, text and data and use your phone, just like you do at home, but with no extra costs.
If you want to win a summer holiday thanks to Tesco Mobile, head to absoluteradio.co.uk/win, where you'll also find the full terms and conditions. Somebody who has done just that journey is our Charlotte. How are you, Charlotte?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
We are good. Where are you calling from and what nice thing have you done outside today?
I'm coming from Leeds and I have been working from home today, so I haven't actually been outside, unfortunately.
Charlotte, be honest with us. Did you not even just have a nice little, you know, lunch out on the patio extended or something or other?
I had a bit of a nap.
There we go.
Good on you, have a bit of a nap. Was that on just in the lounge in front of the telly or go properly to bed for a nap?
Properly to bed.
I love that. That's like next level napping, that. There's always that danger, though. Your alarm might not go off and you wake up in the middle of the night in a panic.
It's true.
Fair play.
Charlotte, some rules for you for what is about to happen. We're going to give you 3 multiple choice questions. If you get 1 out of 3 correct, you win your flights. If you get 2 out of 3 correct, you win your flights. We're going to chuck in a hotel as well. If you get 3 out of 3 correct, you're going to win your flights, your hotel, and some spending money.
Oof.
Sounds good.
Sleepy Shazza, are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Question number 1. Which European country is the Leaning Tower of Pisa in? Is it A, Denmark, B, Italy, or C, Croatia?
B, Italy.
Yeah,
absolutely right. You got your flights.
Right. Question number 2. Let's see if we can get you a hotel to stay in once you land. Which of these is not a European capital city? Is it A, Swansea? Is it B, Dublin? or C, Reykjavik? I'll repeat them for you. Swansea, Dublin or Reykjavik, which is not a European capital city?
Dublin.
No, Dublin is. It's actually Swansea. Worry, we can still get you a hotel with another question.
So here we go. Question number three. Sofia is the capital of which European country? Is it A, Bulgaria, B, France or C, Portugal, Charlotte?
Bulgaria.
You're absolutely right. Good on ya.
You've got your flights, you've got your hotel, you're going to have a great time somewhere. Charlotte, it's up to you where you go. Congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Tesco Mobile.
Amazing, thank you.
What about that? Think of the nap, Charlotte. Hotel rooms, that kind of thing. Maybe just sleeping on the plane. Anything goes, really.
Perfect. Thanks.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
Right, so for quite a part of today, I thought La Rochelle was off for me. I thought the game was over. And do you know what? I thought I'd brought it upon myself as well. So I was absolutely panicking earlier on today. Basically, we've got a WhatsApp group that's been set up for our La Rochelle trip. We're off to France tomorrow after the show. It's got a La Rochelle little WhatsApp group to sort things out. And I have been putting a couple of jokes in there, which I do any time we're doing anything together as a group, about, oh, this time next week we'll be in France, just to panic the producers and stuff. So
works every time.
It works every time. I was mucking about. And then I just sent one of the jokes about can't wait, this time next week's going to be brilliant. Then I thought I'll just double check where my passport is. Couldn't find it anywhere. Literally 2 hours of effing and jeffing, turning the house upside down. It was like one of those like 24 hours in police custody and you see him go through the door and then turn over someone's bedroom looking for someone. It was like that.
I tell you what it's like. It's like Peter and the Wolf, because the irony would have been if you had actually had to send a message to all of us saying, guys, honestly, I can't find my passport. We'd be like, pull the other one. I know this joke has been done so many times.
As I was on all fours in our upstairs spare room, I was thinking, right, try and run through the scenario. What would have happened with such a little amount of time left for me to do a pilgrimage to somewhere like Swansea, wherever the hell you go now to get your passport? How would I have done that? I can imagine our boss Paul being so disappointed with me as well. Do you know what I mean?
Disappointed will be one word.
Well, yeah, that's an understatement of the year, isn't it? Anyway, it turned out that I put the passport on top of a load of junk on top of my board game box where I keep my board games. Gone and get a game out there in the middle of the night. And listen to this. My actual passport had slid off the top of this chest and gone down the back of the radiator. I found it down the back of the radiator. Honestly, I still feel sick even thinking about it. And it's got me thinking about, what if you really did, properly lose your passport for any huge period of time? Thought this final little 45 minutes we've got left tonight on Home Time ahead of the Before We Go to La Rochelle show tomorrow, passport stories.
Best man duties for my brother. He lost his passport the day before their honeymoon.
That's awful.
I know.
How did he get around that?
By postponing the honeymoon for a few days.
Really?
Yes.
See, this is it. You get judged by other people so badly because you look like you haven't got your act together, which I haven't, but no one else is supposed to be judging that. Stu says, mate of mine could not find his passport a week before we were due to go away. Got a replacement from Petty France. I don't know what that is. Only to see his old passport in the guttering of his next door neighbour's roof.
No.
No explanation whatsoever. If you have a passport story you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear it.
Barry says he had to pay 170 quid for a same day last minute renewal to travel later that evening.
Wow.
He got home off holiday and found the old passport just lying there on the photocopier his first day back.
That would just kill you, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it kill you? David says, my friend, who had been around 14 or 15, lost his passport on holiday and claimed to have been allowed to get on the plane using his Cineworld card.
Oh, come on!
School legend. He's even copied Cineworld in the tweet. Let's see what happens there. Matt says, yeah, I lost mine. I had to spend a fortune on replacing it last minute so I could go on holiday. Got back, looked for something in my car, and there it was on the back seat under a coat. Now, listen to this. I shredded the passport at work so I didn't have to face the missus. Always cover your tracks. We're after your good passport stories, please.
This would have been a solution. On a school trip to Austria, we arrived at Stansted from Bristol to find two of the students' passports had run out. Ooh. We decided the best bet was to see if we could get them on a flight and worry about it later. Long and the short of it was we had to hire a car and sneak the boys over the border to Germany to get a temporary replacement.
Amazing, it's like Midnight Express. Oh, that's crazy. What about this one here? Andrew Johnson says, couldn't find my passport one day before an all-expenses-paid work incentive ski trip to Switzerland. I'd left it out and my two-year-old daughter, Annabelle, had picked it up and put it in a safe place. She's scared of kids doing that kind of thing. After 4 hours, we finally found it inside her pillowcase.
Phil, tell us your passport crisis story, please.
Our friend, we were going on holiday to Amsterdam and she lost her passport and found that she'd picked it up, put it in a sweatshirt pocket and then washed the sweatshirt.
Oh, wow, so she kind of washed her own passport to death.
She washed it. She definitely laundered her own passport.
Right.
And then when she tried getting a new one, they were like, you're not going to get it in time. So she dried it as much as she could and then went through to the passport in Amsterdam and they said, yep, you're through. She got through and she was cheering, I'm through, I'm through. And then on the way back, she went to the same passport control guy just to say, well, if you let me back in, you've got to let me out.
I love it. This woman's amazing. She's a formidable lady.
Imagine having to put a passport in an airing cupboard just to travel abroad. All these are funny, but it wouldn't have been if you really had lost yours, bear in mind.
I wouldn't have had the guts to actually come in. I wouldn't even be. You'd be doing it on your own.
Wendy, tell us what happened with you guys.
When my son was 4 years old, we took him to Euro Disney, myself, my sister, nephew. Lovely few days. The kids were playing with the passport. Never noticed a thing. Off went home, go on the couch, passport control, couch driver says, can everyone get the passports out? So we're there, getting them all out. Same three, but not my son's. So that on the came onto the couch. I'm so lucky that they just checked the person in front of me, my sister behind, and completely missed our seats out, so we made it home.
God, it's like, like The Great Escape, some kind of, like, faked passport tension bit at the end there. It's unbelievable.
Memo
to us, Bush, not to play with the passports on the way home.
Sit on the hotel bed, play with the passports, tell me off if I start doing that.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.